I'll turn your attention to our series of interviews with the new municipal district and the new Cathaoirleague and mayors of various different elements of Kerry County Council. We have got Fianna Fáil Councillor Niall Kelleher, who has been elected Killarney Municipal District Cathaoirleague for the year. Councillor Kelleher, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gerry, and good morning to all your listeners.
Tell me about your priorities for the year. What are you hoping to achieve as Cathaoirleague over the next 12 months for the Killarney District?
Yeah, well, look, I suppose, first of all, Gerry, it was a great honour to be elected as Mayor of Killarney, a Cathaoirleague of the Killarney Municipal District. And, you know, I suppose it's my second time around, but no more a position that I'm delighted to serve in for the next 12 months and delighted to be elected by my colleagues. Look, we've a lot of work ongoing in the Killarney area, which comes all the way out to my own native town of Rathmore. And, you know, even talking to the engineers, we've nearly 40 different projects that are currently on the go at the moment to be developed in different schemes. But it is important that we have to have priorities in our term as mayor. We can't get everything done. And unfortunately, and coming from a business background, the wheels of local government move a lot slower than the decisions in the private sector. But one of those such ones is, if in fact, Lewis Road Junction onto the Killarney Bypass. Took up a petition when I was Mayor of Killarney the last time, and we've had a lot of progress in that. We've got it through a Part 8. The decision of our Part 8 was challenged under a judicial review, which was unsuccessful, and that had to take its course through the judicial system. But now that it's all out the other side, we need to ensure that the money is allocated by the TII to deliver that project, and I'd be lobbying hard between here and December when that money and that funding will become available and to be allocated by the TII. So that's one such priority, I suppose. The other thing that's of big interest is, and always has been in Killarney, is the Tidy Towns. And we're a victim of our own success, effectively, in relation to the eyeball. We've a lot more visitors to Killarney, a lot more pedestrians. And, you know, I've been critical of the policy of Leave No Trace, which doesn't have bins and encourages people to take their litter home with them. But if you're out and you're visiting, you know, you need places to be able to dispose of litter. And I've called for the solar compacting bins, which some funding has been got recently, to be installed all around the Killarney Municipal District, and we've a good bit of work to do in relation to effectively cigarette butts and litter inside in the town of Killarney, and get back to our winning days, which you know, unfortunately, we need to put more priority in. Maybe it's something that some people have taken for granted. So there are two such priorities that are exceptionally important in my term. I've also said that I'd like to bring back the Mayor's Ball to raise money for local charities, and one such key item, and you know, it's a big task, but it's been mooted before, and that's the Annals of Inishfallon, which were created in Inishfallon Island. And I had the honour of being out there last Friday for the annual mass on Inishfallon Island, and beautiful such evening that it was. You know, when one of the debates that comes in relation to hosting the Annals of Inishfallon is the cost of preserving them and keeping them in the required
protected nature
that they need to be protected. But I'm minded by our own Bishop's wording in his sermon on Inishfallon Island. For 400 years, the monks kept them very, very safe on Inishfallon Island, with, I've no doubt, plenty of challenges when it comes to humidity and storms and the challenges that were there. So I've no doubt that in the times that they had to deal with to protect writing those manuscripts, I've no doubt in the world that we can find the required requirements in this 21st century to deal with that.
Okay, there's an issue, and look, it's been an issue long-standing in Killarney. You mentioned the Lewis Road there, and you mentioned trying to get the traffic flowing better through the town, and obviously safer is the main priority, but there are issues there with parking still in Killarney. And we're seeing a story recently where funerals are affected in St Mary's Cathedral because people are parking for a full day to avoid having to pay fees while they go to work, and family members can't find parking to attend funerals. So just one other aspect of the issue that needs to be resolved in the town.
Yeah, I'm going to break those points into two, while they're both related to parking, Jerry. One of them is people taking the advantage of not having to pay for parking and effectively abusing the grounds of the cathedral. There's a car park right next door, which is free to the public. There's a debate as to whether that should remain free or not. But the people parking in the grounds of the cathedral, and the other issue then of the complete lack of parking, whether it's paid parking or not. Now, I've been on the record, as well as a number of my colleagues, that the redevelopment of the Áras Pádraig has a proposed multi-storey car park. I see it imperative that that car park is developed in phase one, or a funding stream is found for it to be developed. Now, the argument is also made that the Rock Road car park is only a couple of minutes walk from the town centre, is probably a minute further than Lewis Road is down through the town centre. Fantastic infrastructure and footpaths for the way up and down, but people haven't been used to it. So it's a matter of, we have to understand what's available. And, you know, like people say, oh, well, I can't take my shopping up there or look it up all the way up there, but that applies for Lewis Road car park, which people go shopping from. But I make the point is, if the people working during the day use that car park, then it will free up parking in other parts of town. But notwithstanding that, Jerry, we have a big problem when it comes to car parking. We have to sacrifice car parking to allow businesses to trade on our streets. That has been successful, but it also creates challenges for people. So we have to, there's a very, very fine line between removing too much parking and giving over so much. Yeah. So there's a big debate that will have to happen in relation to that over the next 12 months when the URDF plan comes. And I do want to make a big plea out there, because it's probably hard for the parish of Killarney to be able to do this, but they're living with it every day. I would encourage people, please respect people who are going to our church for funerals, for family occasions, for christenings, for any event that's there. Please do not park in the church grounds, because they are not for people who are going to work for the day, yeah, and parking inside there, and that's unfair. Okay. On the people that sure are going through
just,
a brief
just
time
wanted to check especially one other thing with you in relation to a thing that's going to affect Killarney coming in September 1st, the new regulations in relation to short term holiday lets, lots of them operating in Killarney. What's your stance on what is coming in, the fact that the websites hosting these short-term let ads will not be able to operate unless people have planning permission? People will have to get planning permission if they want to be involved in this side of the business. In relation with, now, some of your council colleagues are not happy with the what they see as an interference in people's private property and how they operate them and how they generate income streams. The balance to that is the problem Killarney has in relation to not having enough places to rent or buy for younger families to come and live in the town, or younger people who work in hospitality to live and work close to Killarney, this being put forward as a possible, at least some part of the solution to that problem.
So, Jerry, you're referring to the fact that there's new laws coming out, right? Let's be clear on this. The laws are in relation to effectively a punishment or a change of a penalty, because the law that is there has been there with quite some time.
But it's been ineffective. It's been completely ineffective. The difference this time is it will be effective because you won't be able to advertise.
Yeah, well, look, let's be clear on this. Kerry County Council, and to the criticism of a number of elected members, wrote to over 191 people who are operating Airbnbs or short-term lettings in the Killarney area. And a number of those were addressed by the fact that a good portion of them were actually principal private residences who were availing of the 90-day exemption in that regard. I know that because I've spoken to many of those people. There are some people, in no doubt, in the wide earthly world, who are operating a full Airbnb from the premises and not using it as a principal private residence. And there are challenges that are there. And look, it is a very, very big rental crisis that we have at the moment. In relation to this, where you have properties that have been over many years operating who don't have the required planning are therefore also statute barred. So there's a lot of those 200 cases that have not progressed, and there are some that have just stopped doing Airbnb. When you say that it has been entirely ineffective, I do believe if the laws that were there were enforced earlier in time, it might have shown a better result than it did. So maybe the government have obviously deemed this necessary because they're dealing with the experience of what is happening in Dublin City and other rent pressure zones, because bear in mind, Killarney is only a rent pressure zone with 2 years. So, yeah. Look, I do understand that there has to be a change in relation to it, but I would question as to whether Fault Ireland is going to be resourced or even capable of dealing with the amount that's there. The other issue is that, and I've dealt with people who have contacted the local authority about planning permission for such, and there seems to be a very much a line that no, they're not going to give planning permission for some of these properties, even the ones that are operating and that are actually effectively statute barred from the local authority taking any proceedings in relation to them.
So you feel anyone who does apply is unlikely to get planning in the first place. So that means it'll affect a lot of properties.
We've only had two applications in the Killarney electoral area and that has been in a response to a question by Councillor Brendan Cronin in relation to it. And he had one such at our last municipal meeting. So, you know, I think the councillors in Killarney would be fairly much in agreement that there has to be a balance between our tourism industry and effectively people being able to find a place to rent and work in our tourism industry. So there's a lot of challenges there. But I think when it comes to landlord situations, Jerry, and I'm dealing with this on a daily basis where people are coming into my office in Killarney with notice to quit. Landlords are leaving the landlord market. They are very, very frustrated with it. And they are deciding, because the market is as buoyant as it is at the moment, that they're selling those properties. Those properties are not coming back into the rental market because first-time buyers and people are buying them for principal private residences because there is a shortage of supply currently. So there is a very, very big crisis when it comes to it. And there are landlords out there that are not good landlords, but by and far, 90% to them are exceptional landlords. They buy their tenants hampers and gifts at Christmas. They are good to their tenants, but a lot of those people are being run out of the market, and you'll talk to any agent in Killarney or otherwise. That is the common trend that is happening at the moment, and that's not to take from the few rogues that are there, and I'd be the first to deal with them and challenge them.
Okay, all right, Councillor Keller, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much for talking to us in the programme. That's Councillor Niall Kelleher there, heading into another tenure of 1 year as Municipal District Cahirlic for the Killarney Municipal District, the Kerry County Council.